This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Wausau YMCA hopes the addition of a new senior center will help its members expand their definition of wellness. The center will add social and educational gatherings for older adult members. As Wisconsin's population ages, it could be a sign of things to come. Rob Mentzer reports.
The 8 a.m. silver sneakers class at the Woodson YMCA is getting a workout. It's a class designed for seniors, and it's only open to those who are Medicare eligible. For 45 minutes, 30 or so men and women do aerobics on the gym floor, sometimes using chairs next to them for balance. Then, when it's time for the class to cool down and relax, this happens. That's the sound of a massive construction project that's going on just outside the gym. It's part of a $21 million expansion of the downtown Wausau facility. And a big part of that expansion is the creation of a new senior center.
Boy, I just saw the cement truck was here pouring something earlier this morning.
Construction crews are hard at work as Brian Bailey gives a tour of the center, which will be called The Landing. He's the YMCA's executive director.
This is technically the new entrance. This is where you'll come in right through here.
Bailey says the Y has programs for all ages, but older adults are its fastest growing group.
We've seen the trend, as I said, in the last 2 years, our 55 and older population is really starting to grow by leaps and bounds.
That's why they're building a place just for those members. Besides exercise equipment, it will offer seniors social events, field trips, card games, book clubs, and a technology center. The YMCA is a private nonprofit, and the expansion, including the senior center, is funded entirely by local donors and foundations. But it addresses a public problem, and one that's not limited to Wausau. Wisconsin's population is getting older, and that's especially true outside its large urban centers. According to state projections, the population of those 55 and older will grow from about 1.5 million people in 2010 to nearly 2.3 million in 2040. They'll be more than one-third of the state's population. In some Northwoods counties, more than half. The aging population could mean far-reaching changes to Wisconsin's economy and its politics. It also presents some real health challenges. Dr. Amy Kind is a physician and PhD researcher in geriatrics with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She studies the way people's environment affects their well-being. She says she loves to see organizations investing in infrastructure that can bring people together.
Staying physically active, staying socially active, and staying cognitively active are absolutely fundamentally important.
At Wausau's YMCA, they created a new position 3 years ago to help foster those connections.
My name is Becky Zalent, and I am the current active older adults director at the Woodson YMCA.
Zalent is 62. She has 6 kids and is a former high school French teacher.
I have earned this hair color. That's what I can say.
She said she's seen how senior members value getting involved in programs that offer social support.
I heard a new member talking to an even newer member saying, oh, you should go to this class. They're so nice. You know, it's a good workout. And they are helping spread that news.
And for Bailey, that sense of belonging is a big part of the point.
So it gives someone an opportunity to just have a place to say, this is my place. I belong to it. You know, this is where I'm going. This is where I know on a daily basis. I'm going to go have my cup of coffee. I'm going to find out who's doing what and catching up. And people need that.
For a lot of Wisconsinites, aging looks different today than it did a generation ago. Part of that is due to medical advances, but part of it is a growing appreciation that social connections matter to our health, no matter how old we are. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.